This is Venice Ferguson in the Saskatoon Media Group newsroom. I talked to Don Meikle with EGADS. Now, this app, I was trying to get my head around how it's going to work. Like the app itself is called the Missing Youth Saskatchewan app. And the goal is to reduce the number of youth who are actually reported as missing from care to police. So can you explain to me how that would work? Because my understanding is it's like there's a threshold. Either they're considered vulnerable or it's based on an age threshold as to when they're reported missing. So how will this address that?
Well, the way it is now, any youth in care, if they're not home by curfew, they are being asked to be called in. And as you know, we all know that quite often a number of the youth that are living in approved residence are, you know, quite often at a friend's place, at a somewhere where people know where they are, but the policy had stated that they have to be called in missing, which takes a lot of police resources to be looking for kids where they know where they are. The really interesting thing is that quite often when we started doing this, youth were getting quite upset with the police, the Ministry of Social Services, because they're saying, you took us from our family, you put us into care, and then now we don't come home on time and we're getting called into the police. And often, a lot of them were at their friends or at their families visiting, and the police would show up and tell them they have to go home. So there was quite a few different stories about this, and the police would be there, you know, when they would be presenting to the police commission. They would be talking about the super high number of youth missing. So what we did was we met with Ken Wines from the Ministry of Social Services. He's their policy guy. And he actually met with our youth. And they had a risk assessment that they were following. And our youth looked at it and they said, this is crazy, you guys. We are not in jail. We are in your care. And this is totally not fair. And it's not right. So we met with the ministry and our youth met with the ministry, and we created a really intense risk assessment for our agency to follow as a guideline when we're looking at calling youth in missing. So if you're under the age of 12, you're automatically high risk and need to be called in. Then it goes on to talk about, you know, whether you're being forced or being put out on the street. There's, you know, whether you have mental health issues, addictions issues, and it just has a list. And it actually, the app will help you decide whether to call these young people in or not. We started doing this with a partnership with the ministry and the police in 2018. And as the numbers in Saskatoon continue to rise of missing persons being reported, EGADS has been going down. And I think last year it was like for every risk assessment that we completed, we were only having to call in one in three. And the other ones, because we knew where they were, we've been building, like it helps us build the relationships with the kids. And they understand that as long as they're communicating with us, telling us where they're at, telling us where they are and that they're safe, we don't have to call them in, which in turn helps with the police. So over the last few years, we have worked closely with our missing persons unit here to perfect the risk assessment. We actually went through the police report, made some changes that will assist police better and assist our staff better in helping to decide whether these kids should be called in missing.
So who gets to use the app? Is it the kids themselves, or is it the caregivers, or is it all the principals that are involved?
Who gets to use the app is staff, our staff who are making the decision whether to call them into the police or not. This app has a, you know, moving forward, we're going to look at ways of how we can better yet reach more young people. This for us is a start to really identify the kids that are vulnerable, that are really vulnerable in vulnerable situations, so the police can focus the resources on helping find those kids.
Now, this is a Made in Saskatoon sort of solution, isn't it? More than anything, like, it's not really branched beyond our environment.
We have done some presentations. We are going to be reaching out to the police and community-based organizations, Regina, PA, and just fan right out from there. So we could be looking at Moose Jaw, Yorkton, just any community that are needing to help police to identify those that are really vulnerable.
Have you ever heard of, like, was the whole concept, that of EGADS and the primaries involved, or is this something you'd seen elsewhere?
No, this was way back in the Clive Wayhill days when he came to EGADS and sat down with me in my boardroom and said, we need to do something about missing youth, and was looking for answers. And that's kind of how it started. And we've just kind of built off it as we went. We seem to have a good reception, like people in Regina, people in PA. Like, I'm going to be, in the next few weeks, be going to PA and Regina and showing everybody the app. The cool thing about this is that it doesn't cost anybody anything. It costs us under $50,000 to create this app. And every agency that uses this app, it'll be confidential, so we won't see what another agency's doing, another agency doesn't see what we do. But the cool thing about this is that if a little Johnny is in Saskatoon and he's moving to Regina, we can actually transfer his file and his information to another agency so they know kind of what's been going on with that young person and what needs to be done.
Wow, that's really all-encompassing.
It is. These kids are brilliant.
They know what they need. They know what they need.
we've been saying that for years, you know, and it's for youth, by youth. And, you know, I think the proof is in the pudding with our Ground Zero. You know, we opened that home, and it was totally right from the scratch right to the opening, and they still have involvement in that home. And we've been full, and actually we had to increase our capacity for that home to handle the amount of kids. Like, it's just amazing, because kids know how they want to be treated, kids know what they need to be successful, and we need to start to learn to trust our young people. You know, I go way back to thinking, as you know, a lot of times, even in my career, I'm 30 years in March. You know, I've been to so many meetings where you'll have people with, you know, in power going, oh, well, we're the adults here, we should make the decisions. But if you've never walked a mile in these kids' shoes, how do you know what they need? And if we don't listen to them and we keep thinking we know better, we start getting into that, well, maybe the 101st time we try it, it's going to work. Where, you know, you listen to them and you implement the reasonable things that they want, and they just take it to the next level. And they're going to tell us what they need.
What, like, are you going to have a checks and balance going forward, like a way to tally its success? Is there a measure involved in being able to actually determine the success of the app?
Yes. Actually, you know, when working with Push Interactions, we have built in data collection. So we're going to be able to tell each agency, you're going to be able to say, we did this many risk assessments. This is how many we called into the police. This was the average age, and this was the amount of days they were on the run. So we're going to be able to take that data and really start doing something with it and identifying kind of what their needs are.
You've made such huge inroads being able to use advance forward with technology, you know, kind of in lockstep as technology is advanced.
Yeah, like we did the I'm not for sale.ca, and that again was done in conjunction with the expertise of our young people. And you have to, like, I remember way back in the day where I used to be out in the van and we'd see 60, 70 kids under the age of 18, selling their bodies on the street. That's not happening anymore, but it's still happening. But these kids are using technology. So we really had to step up. That's what everybody's using. So, you know, we're going to review it in a year. We're going to sit down with all the community-based organizations, the police, and do a full review and make any changes as we need it.
Solutions created by youth for youth. That was Don Meikle at EGADS, and I'm Venice Ferguson.